The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host and founder and voice of End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero. We want to welcome you to the program tonight. Listen, do me a favor if you're new, first time joining us. Someone invited you in, you stumbled across our channel, our podcast, whatever the case may be. If you're able to comment, let us know in the comment section below. You guys on YouTube, if you're here in the where you're in the forum in the chat, comment, let us know that you're new and where you guys are joining us from. And do me a favor, guys, hit that like button, hit that bell notification, hit that subscribe button that you can keep up with all of our programs that we put out, at least minimum 4 days a week. Sometimes we go 5 days a week. It's rare, but we do sometimes do 5 days a week. But we typically do Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. This is going to help others find our programs when you guys hit that like button, hit that share button, and push our material out there. And of course, if you don't know, we do have a free app. It's available on Apple and Android devices. You can pick it up today at your Play Store, depending on your device. If you're listening by Apple, by Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, just type in End Time Headlines. Look for our official trademark ETH logo. Download it today and get your free app. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away and good to go. So what are we going to talk about today? There's some events that has transpired over the past week or two that has really triggered a thought that I wanted to present today. This is presenting a talking point that I think is very intriguing. There has been many events over the years that has been deemed conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. And I'm not going to go through all of these and name all of these things, just for the simple fact that knowing how YouTube is and Google is and all these platforms, they'll probably flag it and nobody will ever see the light of day of it. So today I want to cover one of those things. I want to talk about extreme weather modifications. I'm going to talk about weather modifications being used by man that is producing catastrophic disasters in the forms of hurricanes, tornadoes, forest fires, record flooding, these type of events. Because this came up in a lot of controversial articles and presented by some meteorologists recently. We're going to talk about that, why they got presented. But I'm going to go at a different angle today, and I'm going to present a hypothesis. I can't be absolute on this and say this is what's going to produce this. But when we read, and we'll get all into this, guys, when we read about future extreme, what we would call, I guess what the world would classify as extreme weather events or phenomena or once in a lifetime, historic record, unprecedented, catastrophic, whatever the case, whatever term you want to throw out there, storms or disasters. When the world throws these things out there, when we read about in the book of Revelation, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 21, we read about certain events that we will cover in this program, one would have to read these things and have to wonder, is this an act of God? Or, not saying that it's not, because some incidences it tells you that God does this or produces this, but then others, it just says that this or that happens, but it leaves a little bit of a gray area there. And again, I'm presenting the hypothesis today. Could the hand of sinister governments and developments and inventions behind the scenes be at play, to produce those events? Now, before you answer that, I would advise you to listen to this whole program because it's something to think about, okay? Now, This story that I'm going to open up with, this is what really got me intrigued about this. I'm going to show you the headline here. Historic United Arab Emirates storm may have been self-inflicted by, quote, cloud seeding, according to some meteorologists. Now, of course, the fact checkers are all over it. There's certain powers that be, or they're literally wanting to silence these meteorologists for making such claims. Now, in case you were not aware of this, historic thunderstorms struck the United Arab Emirates, dumping the heaviest rain ever recorded in the country in literally a matter of hours. They had, I think it was 2 years worth of rain in just 24 hours. And now some weather meteorologists are coming out, whistleblowers, saying that this may have been self-inflicted by a, and I quote, a weather modification technique. This storm produced a rare torrential storm that flooded out portions of major highways and Dubai's international airport. Several meteorologists allege that, quote, cloud seeding could be to blame. Now, according to, again, the reports, this is a technique frequently implemented by the UAE government, and it involves flying small planes through the clouds with burning salt flares in a bid to increase rainfall due to the nation's limited groundwater. Multiple reports, including Bloomberg, cited meteorologists at the country's National Center for Meteorology saying the agency had flown 6 or 7 cloud seeding flights in the lead up to the storm. Flight tracking data analyzed by the Associated Press showed one aircraft affiliated with the UAE's cloud seeding efforts flew around the country on Monday. A rep for the agency, however, denied any cloud seeding operations had been even carried out mid-storm. Quote, one of the basic principles of cloud seeding is that you have to target clouds in its early stage before it rains. This is according to the Deputy Director General of the NCM, who said in a statement obtained by CNBC, quote, if you have a severe thunderstorm situation, then it is too late to conduct any seed operation. The agency did not immediately respond to the Post request. This is talking about the New York Post, for comment on whether any cloud seeding flights were carried out prior to the storm. So see, there's a lot of discrepancies here. There's a lot of things that are not being told, and not all the information is being relayed to us. The rains began soaking Dubai on late Monday with some 0.79 inches of rain. According to meteorological data collected at Dubai International Airport, the storms then intensified by Tuesday morning and continued throughout the day, dumping more rain and hail on the overwhelmed city. By the end of Tuesday, more than 5.59 inches of rainfall had been dumped on Dubai in a 24-hour period. An average year in this region sees roughly 3.73 inches of rain at Dubai International Airport, which is the world's busiest for international travel. As a result of this, scores of flights were halted on that Tuesday night as water lapped on taxiways and passengers struggled to reach terminals as floodwaters engulfed surrounding roads. Now, for you guys that are watching the visual of this, I apologize to the Apple and Spotify users, but again, I always want to encourage you at any time you come over and watch the video platforms of this, but we do have video footage of this. I want to show you this.
The scenes in Soak Dubai tonight look apocalyptic. Roads turned into rivers, trees barely still standing as wind sends debris flying. The tarmac flooded at Dubai International.
Look at that. That is the Dubai International Airport. Look at the amount of water on the ground. It literally looks like this plane is making a water landing. It is flying out off of the airport. It looks like it's standing in a body of water.
The second busiest in the world. Imagine being a passenger on this plane, battling rising waters, seeing this out your window. For hours, flights were halted as stranded passengers piled up. Tonight, Dubai Airport telling passengers don't show up unless you've confirmed your flight's still leaving.
There are hundreds and thousands of other passengers just like me in this airport who have been waiting for 10 hours, 16 hours.
Hundreds of thousands of passengers waiting 10 to 16 hours. Man, I thought it was horrible going to the Atlanta International Airport or going to, the Atlanta Airport or going to LaGuardia or Chicago's O'Hare Airport. But could you imagine hundreds of thousands of people, 10 to 16 hours?
In 24 hours, Dubai drenched with more rain than the city usually gets in nearly 2 years, shattering records in a desert metropolis known for being hot and dry. Since the UAE started keeping track of rainfall in 1949, it's never seen anything like this.
It's never seen anything like this. Now, here's another piece. This is from Newsweek. Look at this headline. Meteorologists warn of weather wars between countries. The meteorologists have warned that if cloud seeding gets out of hand, that it could be a potential for, quote, weather wars between countries. Who's ever heard of such a thing? A senior meteorologist at environmental technology company Kisters, K-I-S-T-E-R-S, believe there could be unintended consequences when technology is used to alter the weather. Now, guys, I want to highlight that for you because this is very significant when we start getting into this here in a little bit. I want to highlight this again. Again, a senior meteorologist at environmental technology company Kisters believes there could be unintended consequences when technology is used to alter the weather. Keep this in the back of your mind because when we move forward with this program. He even thinks there could be diplomatic consequences and subsequent weather wars. Quote, cloud seeding aims to enhance and accelerate the precipitation process, especially in areas which have not seen any rain over a long period of time. Such intense precipitation can lead to infiltration excess flow with potential flash floods as a result. Now stop. One has to wonder, guys, if this type of technology has been used recently. As of, remember the last, within last year and the year before that, remember the quote unquote atmospheric floods that struck the West Coast, that struck California. Consequently, who was suffering one of the worst droughts in history. And then boom, all of a sudden, not one, not two, but multiple atmospheric rivers come and they brought unprecedented flooding. Now we know, guys, for you guys that have been around any length of time, we know that there has been a system that's been out there for a long time called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. This is a controversial Alaska-based research facility that allegedly studies the upper atmosphere. Now, of course, there has been a lot of speculation and conspiracy theories centered around that this company has been directly involved in and responsible for many catastrophic weather events or disasters, even as far as earthquakes. Now, I'm not telling you that's the truth. I'm only presenting, again, the information that's out there. So again, HAARP, again, is this program that has been out there. This is an acronym for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. But from the information that I gathered, according to at least this article I pulled up here, and this was posted in 2014, that the U.S. military has shut down HAARP. Now, again, I'm sure some people say, yeah, right, sure they have. Or, guys, is it the fact that they shut it down because now they have a different type of technology such as this? I don't know. Again, I don't claim to be an expert on this. In fact, listen, I try to bring biblical perspectives, not conspiracy theories. So, but sometimes you have to cross into that lane to discuss these things. And that's what we're doing today. But I'm saying it's out there. The technology is known. It's been around. This is nothing new. It's been out there for a long time. But now we're hearing about this, quote, this seeding, this cloud seeding. And here's a terrifying statement, quote, additionally, we have little control over the aftermath of cloud seeding. Where exactly is it going to be raining effectively? Using techniques such as cloud seeding to bring much needed rainfall in one area can cause flash floods and droughts in another. Now, of course, the quote unquote experts are saying that there's no evidence to suggest that these rains in Dubai and California and other locations were caused by, quote, cloud seeding. Quote, in fact, experts have come forward and stated that it is unlikely. But yet again, some of these meteorologists who know things that we don't, but they're trying to be silenced because they're whistleblowers. They're coming forward. Now, listen, does that sound familiar? I mean, where in history has whistleblowers have had to come forward and sounding the alarm on something only to be met with harsh consequences? They were silenced, they were fired, they were expelled, they were censored, they were blocked, they were unpublished, they lost their careers. Some of them, and I'm not going to use the word here, but they quote unquote opted out by their own self. They conveniently was found somewhere that, and they opted out. Remember the guy from Boeing? Remember that guy that came forward and he was a whistleblower and he conveniently opted out, just like Epstein and others who were, again, when these whistleblowers come forward. So it's interesting to me that, you know, anytime you start seeing these whistleblowers coming forward, pay attention to what happens to them. Watch how the response is from the mainstream media, from the so-called experts, the fact checkers, the ones who want you to hear the narratives. Anyway, this meteorologist, this whistleblower said that, quote, anytime we interfere with natural perception patterns, we set off a chain of events that we have little control over. That's terrifying, friend. While there is a lot we know, there is still a lot we don't, and there are still plenty of gaps in our understanding of these complex weather systems. So as I was putting that together, as I was putting the research together, as we're speaking, as of today, April 23rd, 2024, China is now seeing a once in a century flooding. They're seeing once in a century floods that are now threatening 127 million people in China, according to numerous sources saying that bridges are collapsing and homes are completely underwater. At least three people have died, with still 11 missing, and this is the early reports, after severe floods only seen once in a century continue to wreak havoc in China. Shocking pictures show bridges collapsing, homes left swimming underwater, landslides, and torrential rainfall threatens to plague 127 million locals all over this region in China. The Guangdong region, I believe that's how you pronounce that. And again, here's some pictures of this, guys, for you guys that are watching. The visual, here is some of the flooding here. Look at this. Here's the roads collapsing, buildings collapsing. Here's homes completely underwater here. This is all over 60,000 have been evacuated, 45,000 in one region, three dead in one city. Dramatic visuals show the streets and areas filled with water as cars and roads are completely emerged. Again, bridges collapsing, the river swelling. Three people we know of that has died. Thousands and thousands of people, scores of people being evacuated. All of this is happening across China. And again, we have to wonder, is this a natural phenomenon or is this something happening? someone manipulating the weather behind the scenes. And then I remember this, and it's not once, not twice, but multiple times, forecasters, the NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, as well as meteorologists and forecasters, all have sounded the alarm. And again, this has been multiple times now I've seen this, and they are saying, quote, get ready for one of the busiest Atlantic hurricane seasons on record. But the verbiage gets even more ominous when we scroll down. I'm going to read this. The 2024 Atlantic hurricane season, quote, is likely to be destructive and costly and has the potential to be one of the busiest on record.
The world's 10 warmest years on record all occurred in the last decade, and Earth's oceans absorb 90% of the world's heat. All that heat is part of the reason scientists from Colorado State University are forecasting an extremely active hurricane season. They're expecting 23 named storms, 11 of them hurricanes. For context, there was an average of 7 hurricanes per year in the past 3 decades. One of the co-authors of that forecast joins us now, Alex DeRosier. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm not sure I'm looking forward to hearing about this, but before we get to how many more hurricanes we're going to see, tell us about the relationship between heat and hurricanes and what that means.
Yeah, so one of the really big drivers for this season's forecast is that we're having record warmth in the Atlantic Ocean. So not just a warm Atlantic Ocean, but a record warm Atlantic Ocean. We're also seeing evidence in the atmosphere that ocean temperature is going to continue to warm as we head towards the peak of hurricane season in August and September, when we see our most intense period of activity. Now, hurricanes draw their energy from the warm oceans, and this year there's going to be quite a bit of fuel for those storms to tap into. Another aspect of that we often talk about is climate change. And in general, our reliable historical records of hurricane activity is short compared to climate timescales, which makes connecting hurricanes and climate a difficult task. However, data we've collected over recent decades reveal some concerning trends. We are seeing a greater proportion of storms that are reaching intensities that are extreme, and we're also seeing more rapid intensification, which is when storms get strong very quickly. A warming planet also makes hurricanes more dangerous. Sea level rise brings oceans closer to communities that are susceptible to storm surge, and a warmer atmosphere can carry more water to support flooding rainfall from these storms. So all in all, you're right. It's not good to be talking about this heat.
Alex, your forecast also predicts La Nina conditions this season. What exactly does that mean, and how does that differ from El Nino?
Yeah, so the El Nino Southern Oscillation, or ENSO, as we call it in abbreviated form, impacts weather globally. But it also has a strong relationship with hurricane activity, which makes it a good predictor. So the key factor is ENSO's effect on wind shear, which is a term for the way that the winds change in direction and magnitude with height in the atmosphere. Now, this change in atmospheric winds, when it's strong, can tear hurricanes apart as they try and form. During El Nino years, winds in the upper atmosphere are stronger, and you typically get more wind shear that can try and keep that hurricane activity in check. However, during La Nina years like this year, there's lighter winds aloft, and that makes for a very supportive atmosphere for hurricanes. Last year, we had a very warm Atlantic like this year, but the presence of El Nino kept the season at least somewhat in check. This year, the Atlantic is still very warm, but we're transitioning towards a La Nina, which means that there really is a lot of potential for an extremely active hurricane season this year.
Again, this is not some podcaster's opinion. This is coming from multiple outlets. This is the general consensus of at least 4 major forecasting services, all of whom point to conditions. Now, here we go. The conditions in the tropical Pacific and the Atlantic hurricane formation zone that are, and I quote, ripe for a tropical storm harvest. All right. Now, check out this. I thought this was extremely interesting since we're on this topic. Let's talk about this. Google AI predicts rare extreme weather events a week in advance and could save people from hazardous catastrophes. What the heck is this? According to a new report, Google has developed a new artificial intelligence model that can help forecast weather. So we can modify weather, and now we have AI to forecast it. The AI model is dubbed And now look, guys, you can't make this up. Look what it's called. This is the name of a scalable, Ansible envelop diffusion sampler. Ready for this? The acronym is SEEDS. Oh, I'm sure that's just a coincidence though, right? SEEDS works similarly to popular large language models like ChatGPT and Midjourney. It leverages the power of AI to generate a vast number of weather forecasts in a short amount of time. This allows Google researchers to analyze a wider range of possible weather outcomes. More importantly, it could give them a more comprehensive picture of hazardous events to come. Accurate weather forecast can have a direct impact on the lives of people, from helping make routine decisions. The importance of accurate and timely weather forecasts will only increase as the climate changes. There it is, the double C, recognizing this. We at Google have been investing in weather and climate research to help ensure that the forecasting technology of tomorrow can meet the demand for reliable weather information. Current methods for weather prediction are expensive and often miss critical details about impending weather catastrophes. However, SEEDS could potentially capture rare events that current models might miss. The technology opens up novel opportunities for weather and climate scientists, science, and represents one of the first applications to weather and climate forecasting of probabilistic diffusion models, according to Google. So how does this thing work? Basically, SEEDS uses weather data like air pressure and atmospheric energy to create forecast models. It focuses on how these measurements are connected, which helps improve weather predictions. This technique is growing in popularity among weather and climate applications such as nowcasting and upsampling. All right, guys, so we got to stop for a second and recap. So we're seeing unprecedented disasters and storms. Catastrophic, once in a lifetime, never seen before, unprecedented. And there is now whistleblowers coming forward saying that there is these weather modification systems that we have in place that have been created, and that are even being, there's some are saying that are being used and has been used. Now they're pointing to the United Arab Emirates, but we don't know if it's been used more recently. Was it used on the West Coast of the United States? Was it used in California recently? What the disasters that came there? And then another question is, if they have, guys, this technology to be able to bring rainfall, and if it's manipulating clouds and producing thunderstorms, I think it's safe to venture to say that, again, I'm going to go back to what this meteorologist warned about, and he said that anytime we interfere with natural precipitation patterns, that we, quote, set off a chain of events that we have little control over. Guys, can anybody else see this producing hurricanes and tornadoes and cyclones that are so large in scale, so devastating, wind speeds that surpass anything that we've ever registered? Could anybody else see this happening? I could. Why? Because we're playing God and we're manipulating the weather. Now, and guys, it's not just the weather. No. It's not just the weather, but the Chinese government has set the goal of building the first industrial prototype fusion reactor, which has dubbed an artificial sun. They're calling this an artificial sun. They're wanting this done by the year 2035. Officials hope to begin large-scale commercial production of fusion energy by 2050. I want to say that again. China, you know, the country that has a track record of creating things behind the scenes that the whole world pays the consequences of. Hello, 2019, 2020. They are working on creating a artificial sun. Again, what could possibly go wrong? Look at this. Quote, China builds artificial moon on Earth. What? This was 2 years ago. You may have never heard about this. But China built an artificial moon model that uses magnetic fields to mimic weak lunar gravity, and it could, quote, help with the creation of future moon colonies. So think about that, guys. China, I mean, these guys have got their hands in everything. They want to create mutant viruses. They want to create plagues. They want to create bioweapons. They want to create an artificial sun. They want to create an artificial moon. They are creating monsters, and nobody's doing a flipping thing about it. In fact, the United States and other countries are involved, and their hands are in the same cookie jar. Now, why is this significant? Now, and you may be, you know, listening to this today, and he's like, well, Brother Ricky, that's interesting, but, you know, I want to hear the biblical perspective. Okay, I'm glad you asked, because I want to get into that right now. When we go to the Gospel of Luke chapter 21, Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, and he says something here that's very intriguing. He says, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. Now, I'm going to break something down here. Notice he said that men's hearts will fail them from fear of the expectation of those things, plural tense, and he's using this in a past tense presentation here. In other words, he's saying, go back and read the prior text, and you will get an understanding of what those things are which are coming upon the earth. He tells us this. We know it's not sun, moon, and stars, because that's in the heavens, but he says, on the earth, there will be distress of nations. Now, we're seeing this, guys. Look what's happening around the world. You tell me we're not in the distress of nations. We're seeing upheaval. We're seeing lawlessness that is abounding. We're seeing where nations are on the brink of civil war. Countries are collapsing. Countries are imploding on itself. We're seeing things happening here, right here in the cities of America that has not been seen since the rise and since the dictatorship and control of leaders that I cannot mention here on the air that were responsible for wiping out 6 million Jews, not including, again, the children, or including the children. Somewhere between 1.5 million of those children were wiped out with this. But this is talking about distress of nations with perplexity. Perplexity means confusion, madness, chaos. People are groping and not knowing where to turn. Do we go left? Do we go right? Do we go up? Do we go down? Do we go to the government? Do we go to the stock market? Who do we look to? We can't find. They are in perplexity and mass confusion. But then he says, so that's distress of nations, chaos, confusion, lawlessness. But then he says, the seas and the waves will be roaring. Now, guys, this is not figurative. It's not allegorical. It's not metaphorical. I believe when Jesus said the seas and waves are roaring, I believe he's talking about literal. I think he is talking about it could be multiple events that are causing the seas and the waves to roar. I mean, we could talk about the underground earthquakes that are triggering tectonic plate shifts that are triggering massive giant tsunamis. That's an hypothesis. That's a theory. What about catastrophic once in a lifetime flooding that's causing this waves and the seas roaring? What about nuclear weapons being released that are striking bodies of water in the ocean that are causing this? What about what's coming out of the sun, moon, and stars, the asteroids that are striking the bodies of water that could produce the seas and the waves roaring? Or, are you listening to me? Let me give you another one here that most Bible preachers don't talk about this. They overlook this because, again, they always want to point to And I understand that. We, you know, generally speaking, to stay in a safe, I guess, conservative arena here with interpreting this, you don't really want to step out into what I'm about to step out into, but that's just who I am, and I'm going to do that because I don't want to leave. I want to leave no stone unturned. So I've given you what, 4 or 5 different scenarios, but what if? What if there is some type of machine, technology, instrument in the hands of a government, an agency that is pulling the strings, pushing the buttons, controlling it, and they're producing these catastrophic events, the seas and the waves roaring? I'm just, again, I'm throwing it out there, guys. I'm not saying, oh, this is absolutely it. No. I'm just saying, don't be so close-minded that you think, oh, it's only going to happen through this scenario. No. You've got to, there's some things you can be absolutely narrow-minded, dogmatic about, but there's a lot of things you can't be. And this, I believe this is one because there's so many different angles you can take to this. Now, then when we go over to the book of Revelation, I'm going to pull this up on the screen here. We go over to the book of Revelation. You go to Revelation 16. Now, this is in the mid-tribulation. We're in the middle of the 7-year tribulation. And John saw in this time frame that there would come great hailstones that are coming out of heaven, falling upon men. And he says each hailstone weighed about a talent. Now, I looked up a talent in Greek. Now, again, by the way, if you guys are listening by Apple or by Spotify, that's Revelation 16, verse 21. A talent in Greek is 100 pounds. Guys, to my knowledge, and I stand to be corrected, I've never heard of a hailstone falling out of heaven that weighed 100 pounds. I've seen softball size hail, but 100-pound hailstone? Are you kidding me? Now, again, we could chalk this off and say, well, this is the wrath of God. Absolutely. This was done by an angel of the Lord. Absolutely. Again, or could it be possible that this was somehow produced? Because we've got to remember, there is going to be a government system in place come mid-tribulation, and it won't be the United States of America. It's not going to be the European Union. It'll be the final beast system that will be controlled by the Antichrist. Again, he takes control, Revelation 13, mid-trib. He'll set his headquarters up in that temple that is making headlines everywhere, that people are anticipating the red heifer for the sacrifice to begin the initial building of that temple. Why is there so much excitement about that? Because once that temple gets built, guys, once it gets built, it's going to be the headquarters, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Daniel talks about that, of the future Antichrist. So he will have his kingdom in place. He will have his empire in place. And who's to say, now you got to remember, this is the same system that is going to be, that's going to have a buying, selling, and trading system, which will require something put in the right hand and put in the forehead, which, again, I believe all the technology is here, present tense, today, as of 2024, all in place to be able to fulfill Revelation chapter 13. I absolutely believe that, 100%. I believe all the technology is here, present 2024, for the false prophet to find people that he will find, handpick, that will create the image of the beast that will speak and live. So think about it. The same system that will produce that, you don't think they're going to have in their hands some type of weather modification system? You don't think they could have that potential You don't think they could potentially have that technology in their hands? They absolutely could, guys. Again, let's not be naive here and think that that will never, if there is governments that has it now, it is stupid and irresponsible to believe that, come on, the kingdom of the Antichrist is not going to have that kind of technology in his possession and be able to do that. So again, we don't know how it's going to happen, but we know that in the middle of the tribulation, there is going to be 100-pound hailstones coming out of hell, coming out of heaven, and men will even blaspheme God when it takes place. Then we see in Revelation 16, again, this is mid-trib, Revelation 16, verse 9. We see that men will be scorched with great heat. Now, Revelation 16, 8 says, an angel will pour out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him. The sun is going to be directly responsible for scorching men with great heat, and they will blaspheme the Lord on the account of this. And again, I just told you, China is creating an artificial sun. They're manipulating. Look what CERN is doing and has been doing and what they desire to do. We've been warning about that forever. All kinds of men of God have been warning about that. CERN is another great example of manipulating the creation of God, the atoms, the molecules, everything, and trying to manipulate things to create things that they have no business getting into. We know, according to the book of Revelation, that eventually the one of the largest rivers, if not the largest river in the Middle East, the Euphrates River, is going to completely dry up. What in the world? How could a drought of that magnitude cause a river like that to completely dry up, and it'll be so dry that it will create a road and a path for a 200 million man army called the Kings of the East to march across this or through this, and they will go straight into Jerusalem and attack the Antichrist. Again, could it be possible that these weather manipulation technologies that are in place are going to be, or somehow could be, directly involved with producing that? I don't know. I'm only presenting you an hypothesis today, something to chew about, something to think about. Again, you never know what you're going to hear on this program. We talk about everything. We cover everything. Listen, when I talked about the black-eyed people, the completely black-eyed people, I didn't know what we was going to get ourselves into. And you know, that's been the most viewed video that we've had in weeks. People are so intrigued by that because it's demons. I believe it's demonic. And people need, and most preachers ain't going to talk about this stuff. But we will. We'll get into that because we want to cover all these things, because I think all this plays, guys, into the role and into the times that we're in. And guys, I believe we ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get a lot more wackier. It's going to get a lot more crazy. And I believe if we're right, if I'm right on all this, which I don't claim to be, you know, I'm absolutely right, but I'm just saying, if this kind of technology is in place to control weather, on top of, watch this, the judgments of God, I believe the selective judgments of God are falling upon the earth, and they're striking cities here and there. It's been happening. Then I think it's safe to say that we are going, and this is why when I hear these forecasters saying, get ready for the worst tornadic season in history, get ready for the worst hurricane season in history, get ready and get prepared on these fault lines because earthquakes are coming, the sun's getting hotter, we're having worse famines, worse droughts, worse heat waves than we've ever had. It doesn't shock me. I'm expecting that. Why? Because the Bible has already foretold such events. And I want to leave you again with Luke 21:28. And Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass. Look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, again, I appreciate you so much for coming on here tonight. We will be off tomorrow, Wednesday, April 24th, but we'll be right back here, Lord willing, on Thursday, the 25th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, guys, I want to encourage you, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button. Download our free app today, available on both Apple and Android devices. Again, hit yes to push notifications, and you'll be notified of every headline and every podcast readily available. If this ministry's blessed you, encouraged you, equipped you, informed you, or all of the above, we want to encourage you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. There is two ways you can do that. Right there on your screen, you can give electronically, either through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order. And you can make that out to right there, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Again, we love you. We appreciate you. All of our partners, thank you so much. It is through your generous support that we're able to continue to do what we do week after week after week. So we're going to sign off for tonight. Again, we're looking forward to being right back here Thursday. We'll have another great podcast for you on Thursday night. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you in a couple days.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.